This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises.
Everybody's Irish. This weekend, everybody is Irish. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're only a couple of days away from that, so get ready. Get green beer. Do people go that far still? Green beer, green pizza, green anything that you can
green
get.
Green rivers.
Right. I did a bunch of T-shirts and sweatshirts for my family that have the Steffen name on it. And my son, who I wish you all knew better, is one of the great practical jokers. And he has this look in his eye. This twinkle in his eye when he's getting his father. And he's teaching that to his two-and-a-half-year-old son. And one of the things with Christmas, everybody put the Steffen sweatshirts on and wearing them. And Jasper was just beginning to talk, and he was wondering where his was. But they didn't make them, that size. Brendan decided he was going to take one and cut it up so that it would fit him. And so there, now he has his own little Steffen sweatshirt.
So sweet.
Yeah. Well, it's a sweet time. And I always look forward to this winter. I haven't been able to spend as much time with them as I normally would. Really, everything since COVID has been screwed up. Yeah, the COVID thing fouled up my spending most of the winter there, being around my two children and my two grandchildren. And then, you know, we've all had, it's not like I'm complaining, it's part of... Well, I guess I am complaining. I'm complaining about the way we handled COVID or the way it was handled for us, not really necessarily by us, and how we learned great lessons on how not to do things in the main, looking back at that. So, anyway, I just was thinking out loud about where I'm going to be. I'll be in California, and, and I'm actually spending the night on Saturday with Miles. I think maybe we'll go find some Irish stuff to do on Saturday night. What do you think? I can go around and find Irish stuff.
Hey, yeah, you can definitely go find family-friendly stuff. Yeah, that's one of the great things about LA is there's something for everyone, something for every age group.
Yep, all over town. You're right about that. Here's the story of a mother who won, about $1.4 million in her lottery pursuits. She used her children's birthdays. How many people do you know who actually do that? I've done that myself. It doesn't work for me, but maybe it worked, obviously, for this mother, picking lottery numbers. You know how some of us just use, give me a couple of quick picks. Or maybe you have a number or two or a series of numbers that you're superstitious about, right? And you have your lucky numbers and you use them.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, this mother, using her child's birthday, selecting five lucky numbers that helped her win $1.4 million in the Lucky Day jackpot in Illinois. So the woman, she was not named. They called her Lucky Mom. She felt like she was lucky. She walked into lottery with her crying baby. She said her baby woke up crying after she put her back in bed. And then she realized that she had won, so she grabbed the baby and went to lottery headquarters. She says that she plays Lucky Day Lotto here and there. When I do, I use my children's birthdays as the lucky numbers. So there you go. Lucky Mom is very lucky. She said that she joked with her husband afterwards, Jay, about revealing which child she had used, which number she had used in the translation. But that's, you know, how do you pick a number? You can, it's all random stuff anyway, right? How do you know what you're going to... Whether it's right or not, you don't know until you actually try it. And as they say,
go with what feels
so right. Wonderfully, you can't win if you don't play. Right?
Huh?
Kind of like the thing with the trips to Las Vegas. If you don't call that number, you can't win the free nights. That's the deal, right? I haven't given the number for a while. What's the number? All I know is that part of it is Doug. 800-419-3684 is 800-419-DOUG. That's the trip. 3 days and two nights free in Las Vegas. Help yourself. All right. This is kind of a sad story, in a manner of speaking. I know the Good Day program is all about trying to find mostly good stuff to talk about and to get into people's heads. Here's a discovery that took place actually at a Goodwill store in Wisconsin. Pretty emotional, but social media to the rescue here. A man lost the urn that had his wife's ashes in it. How do you do that? Sorry, I shouldn't laugh about it, but how do you do that?
Yeah. Right?
Kevin Plastino, 48 years old, says a sales associate made the discovery or working the door at some kind of a store. I don't know. It wasn't clear. Well, it was a Goodwill store, but where? I guess it's in this community, in this town. Little did they know that the urn belonged to a family member who misplaced the urn while returning from Mackinac Island last summer, went in to do a little shopping and left the urn there, and I'm surprised they didn't sell it. It's an empty urn, right? I mean, think about it. How do you seal?
Well, they realized it wasn't empty.
Oh, but how do you seal one of those? I should remember this because I've handled some urns in my life, but I don't know that I ever felt like I wanted to open it up and look inside. For whatever, it's kind of a silly reason not to open it up. But
I don't recall, but isn't there a second layer?
Is there? I don't
know. Like a second lid inside? I could be completely wrong. I don't have much history with urns.
Experience with that. I have an urn next to my bed that's my dog Charlotte's ashes. I have a little piece of Tony's hair and her ashes. My father's. I have... this is really morbid but funny. So my father died in 2004. And I didn't cremate him. We had a service for him on his favorite hole at Braeburn Country Club in Newton, where he played every day. And so the urn ended up in my sister's garage. And she keeps saying to me, why don't we do something with it? And I said to her, I know, you won't let me do it, or I probably should just do it. Take a shovel, go down to the cemetery where my mother's buried, dig a hole, put the urn in that, and that's the end of it. You're done. Either that, or take it and spread it around to the various places like he loved. He loved being on my farm, for example. So he'd have something, go to a golf course. He played every day of his life. Either he played at Braeburn and Newton, when he was up here in the good weather, he played down at the Breakers in Palm Beach. And when the weather was good, bad here, he went down there. So put some of his ashes. What are they going to do? Tell you can't do it? How are they going to even know? You walk around the course, you throw the ashes on it. That's it.
Uh-huh.
End of story. Right? Anyway.
Just don't show attention to yourself and it's all good.
Right, exactly. It's not like, hey, look over here. I'll throw my father's ashes on the ninth hole. No, it was just
the big red gesture of throwing them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. This story is what it is. The guy thought his wife's urn was gone and she was gone. And this 19-year-old kid in the store, working for Goodwill for a couple of years, his name is Destiny Carroll. He said that, or the lady, I guess her name is, it's a lady, Destiny's a lady, shared a post about an urn that she found in the store. And apparently some people saw this message, and they knew that this guy had lost his wife's ashes, and so, hello, two and two still makes four. And so he connected with Goodwill and yada-da-da. She's now back where she's supposed to be. I don't know that she thinks the person who's dead probably doesn't know too much about where she is, but listen. See, I think ashes are important to keep, but I don't think it has anything to do with the spirit of the person. I'm a great believer, frankly, in life after death, and that your spirit, the energy that you have in this life, passes on to another reality. I just think there's nothing else that makes more sense to me than that. given what I know. Maybe you know more or less, but that's what I think. So anyway, God love this person and have figured all of that stuff out. Meanwhile, back in the, I guess we'd call this the real world. I don't know whether I like this as a real world story. What's going on in Ukraine this week? More American weapons. I think we had $300 million that was announced last week or early this week in armaments going to Ukraine. Not what they wanted. They wanted more. But it consists of artillery and tanks and Javelin missiles and all that stuff. And so we, you and me, the taxpayer, some of us may agree it's a good idea. Some of us may not think it's a good idea. But I don't know whether I think it's... I think to do whatever you can to put Putin in his place, which mostly for me is simple. You put a bullet in his head and everything else, we stop throwing money at this. But nobody seems to have the leadership balsam to go do that. So we go on, keep throwing millions, and Putin loves it. No, he doesn't love it. He wants to win, but... we're spending our money and borrowing money to help these guys out, and the Republicans don't like it, and I'm not sure that they're wrong 100% because there's so much corruption over there. Hard to know what's right. I guess that's probably the way to look at it. But what's wrong is war, and the continuation of this is like pouring money into a rat hole. Where it goes, nobody knows. At least a lot of it is that way, I think.
But we all agree that Putin cannot win. Like, we all agree with that. At the same time, there has to be a limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. The storm that people have been talking about this week, you see the size of the hail coming in yesterday in Kansas and Missouri? The last, actually, couple of days, starting earlier, and it kind of went diagonally across from Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, and then down a swath. The size of golf balls, my God, they're like baseballs and footballs. Uh-huh. They're huge chunks of ice. And they landed on cars and broke windows. Yeah, it's very dangerous. Very dangerous. Look out below. There's that story here for us to chew on Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering, their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Mm-hmm. best. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with her mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Three past the hour. It's the Good Day program, social media time in this hour and every hour of Good Day, focusing sometimes on technology, which is the case right here because everybody's talking about this House bipartisan bill that would force TikTok, the Chinese owner of TikTok, to sell the app or to be banned in the United States. The bill passed like by huge margins. What was it, 380 to 20 or something? It was really... It's the first time these two parties, these guys, have gotten together for ages to go get the damn Chinese. And so now it goes to the Senate. There are some lawmakers there that oppose it, but aside from the people in California, the fate of TikTok seems to be sealed. It's owned by a company called ByteDance.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to decide whether to sell all of it. Or maybe just the U.S. part of the business, but wouldn't that be kind of messy? Wouldn't you think it would be hard to separate out? Look, because social media
still doesn't fix the bigger issue. It still doesn't fix the bigger issue of the
Chinese
data that is being collected, which is also this. It's a similar way that Facebook, Instagram, X, all of those others, Google does the same thing. They sell the data to third parties. It's all happening. And even if, yes, TikTok is Chinese owned, but we also know that hackers can do anything that they want to do. So the whole security issue still isn't actually solved.
Yeah. There's an interesting article in the New York Times today, Jay. The fellow who writes this article talks about, this is way beyond my pay grade, TikTok's algorithms. He says, he philosophizes based on his research, that the algorithms are more of a security threat than who owns the company, which is probably true. So if the wrong people still own it, they can do what they do with the algorithms, and it'll take a while for people to figure that out. So is this another simplistic approach by people who don't, really understand technology? So they've pushed this through because it's like one of those things. Hello, hit this target over here. It's big as the side of a barn. And they do. But do they really address the problem? You asked the right question. And especially when it comes to Facebook, nobody likes Zuckerberg and nobody likes Facebook, but yet we're all still on it. So here's something for you to think about, folks. This is the story of a Facebook page belonging to a fellow named Matt Bell, who is a chef in Nashville. You might even know this guy, Jay, having lived in Nashville for as long as you did. He has filled up his Facebook posts with a focus on large sums of money that he's helped people make off of crypto. This, you know, there are a lot of red flags, apparently, according to people who watch this stuff. Apparently, Mr. Bell is a very savvy businessman, and he figured out how he could get people. He wasn't so interested in his restaurant as he was the cryptocurrency craze. So he started the process, and some therapist looked at it and said, "This is really dangerous. Look out for this." The therapist spoke on the condition of anonymity, citing concerns that his reputation might be negatively affected, doesn't know he's exchanging messages with this guy who is a scammer who's taken over Mr. Bell's account.
Uh-huh.
And so this guy has lost $5,000 so far that he put in, so that's why he's calling the attention
to
everybody
people
else.
People who knew this guy and trusted him, thinking that this was him posting to his account, not realizing,
yeah.
Because it seemed like him, not realizing that this was a scammer who hacked into the account, and then
right.
They lost money.
Yeah. There's a lot of that stuff around. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's an important part of our broadcast week here on the program, he contributes to the Talk Radio Countdown show, Money is a Focus of All Evil, and he will happily warn you with his website, scamaside.com, how these things work, so you might want to check that out. 28 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House urging the U.S. Senate to quickly greenlight the TikTok bill recently passed by the House. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the administration's eagerness for the Senate to promptly bring the bill to a vote.
Is to ensure that ownership, as I just stated, of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can't exploit them or to do us harm.
The legislation mandates that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, will divest the app within 180 days. Or face its removal from U.S. app stores.
A recent survey showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
This.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Bartle, I have a bad feeling about this.
Great edit job. James, that was good. All the excerpts from Star Wars movies over the years. I have a bad feeling about this. And that, along with a line, one of the best lines ever, and I've repeated this a lot on this program, the one that I like the best, when Harrison Ford is standing over the balcony and looking down in the castle, and it's full of Nazis who are doing some kind of algorithmic work to listen in to who knows what. And he says, Nazis. I hate those guys.
Yeah.
It's perfect, actually.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's something. Would you say, go ahead, do.
No, I just,
I need to listen to you. Jay and Doug, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with the story of a goof, a roof goof, in fact, that turned out to be a blessing. I was talking about all the hail and the storms this week, and this is the story of Scott and Deborah Center's home, impressed with their newly done roof. It was hail-resistant, and it helped lower their homeowner's insurance. Sounds good, right? The only thing was they didn't order a roof. It was put on their house, but it was a mistake. The contractors out in Edmond, Oklahoma, 80% finished taking the old roof off when they realized that they had gone to the wrong house.
Uh-huh.
And there was nothing wrong with the roof. It was a 30-year shingle thing, and it only had 5 years on it or whatever it was. So anyway, these folks were out on a trip, and they got a shocking phone call. The owner of the roofing company said, quote, "We made a mistake, and here's what we can do about it." And Scott said, it's pretty kind of funny, actually. They were very gracious. The company was very sweet. They understood. Yeah, obviously, they were a bit shocked because this stuff isn't cheap. Labor's not cheap. So when they came home, they thought that the company had done a great job. Scott, the husband, mentioned that if they hadn't received the call, they probably wouldn't have even noticed the new roof.
That's such a happy accident.
Yeah.
My question is, what is the protocol for certain things like this? Because I feel like we've had a lot of these stories in the news where they are doing roofing, but they're at the wrong address. They are redoing the driveway, but it was the wrong address.
Wrong
they demolished
address.
The house, but it was the wrong address.
Wrong
do they not have to wait for like the homeowner or somebody to be there with a signature to like sign off on stuff, or do they just show up and get out of the way?
Not sure. I don't know. I do. My guys do my, whenever I have roofing problems or roofing needs, I have my crew do it. So I can't tell you that that's, I don't know. It's a great question, however. All right, let's do some people in the news, starting with Hunter Biden. Ah, yes. Hunter Biden. Anyway, the Republicans want him to come and testify next week. And you know what he said? That he thought he might not do that. He said that this was about his father's impeachment, and he called it a circus act and said, I don't think so. You guys can go pound sand. And that was kind of the end of that. Although you'd think they'd be able to get him on some other stuff, but they haven't been able to, at least at the moment. All right, now, you're going to have to help me with this a lot, Jay, because I don't know, other than, I mean, kind of know who Aaron Rodgers is, but his attention, my attention has been on him, and I'm sure he probably hasn't had his attention on me. The fact that RFK was considering him, though, to run with him as his vice presidential nominee caused me to start a little search, right?
Uh-huh.
Looking around into Aaron Rodgers. So what I found out, I'm wondering whether it's true or not, but there is a rumor that Rodgers shared some of the Sandy Hook conspiracy theories in private conversations that he heard Alex Jones talking about on his radio program. So one wonders if Kennedy is looking for that ilk to be a part of his presidential campaign.
We know how RFK Jr. feels or felt about the COVID-19 virus and the vaccine and everything.
Right.
Part of Aaron Rodgers' political advocacy was surrounding the same thing. He is vocal, always has been, about alternative medicine.
Right. So maybe it doesn't have the same. Maybe there's just somebody who realizes that he's a vote getter and will start a rumor about him. How do you know it's true? It was in private conversation. So what the hell does that mean? I don't know. Somebody could say anything about anything. It's a rumor. I don't know this guy at all. What do you know about Aaron Rodgers? Good football player? People like him? What can you tell us about him, those of us who don't know much about Aaron Rodgers?
Well, he was the one that was with Wisconsin for a long time. The Green Bay Packers for a long time, time. And then wanted to be out and they weren't letting him out fast enough. And now he's finally with the Jets. But he's pretty well known in the football world.
Is he? Okay. Well, that explains why. I don't know.
Super Bowl champion.
I don't know
MVP,
squat about it. Yeah. Okay. Now, the other campaign announcement that Kennedy made, I don't know if it was an announcement, but it kind of leaked. You asked me yesterday, because I was talking about Jesse Ventura and what he was all about. Did you spend any time? So I looked up Aaron Rodgers. I know a lot about Jesse Ventura. Didn't know much about Aaron Rodgers. So you know a lot about Aaron Rodgers, but you don't know much about Jesse Ventura.
I thought I knew a lot about Jesse Ventura, but I had no idea that he came from the wrestling world. I only knew him as the politician.
Right. Okay, well, see. Age is a wonderful thing, isn't it? When you experience what you know, kind of cool. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see. I prefer Jesse Ventura just because I kind of know who he is. And there still is a rumor around that Trump wants to pick. Who knows? There are rumors of just that. That Trump would pick Kennedy as his vice president.
We should start taking bets over under not who his vice president will be, but when we will find out.
There you go. All right, there's an ad running this week for a Trump-endorsed Republican in Ohio. You may have seen this. Democrats think Trump's candidate would be easy to beat, so they have pooled their resources, if you will. I don't know in what part of Ohio, though this is. That's why I said maybe you might know a little more about it, because obviously it's gotten some national attention. This Democratic group airing an ad for an endorsed Republican. The fact that Trump's candidate, they're trying to extol his value and virtue being connected to Trump, and they think that's easily beatable in Ohio. So is it tough? Do you think Ohio is going to be a tough place for Trump? I don't, you know, I've been a long time since I went to school in Ohio politics. Nah, maybe not, right?
Yeah, I, when you look at Ohio as a whole, I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. People in the news as we continue along that line. Paul Alexander, fellow who lived with an iron lung for 70 years, has died at the age of 78. But he didn't die. Well, I suppose this is a complication of having the iron lung. If you understand, iron lungs are for people who have no lungs and they can't get a transplant, so they put them on a machine. Imagine living on a machine for all of his life.
Not just on the machine, in the machine.
Polio. Yeah, right. So anyway, the man is like a movie. The man with the iron lung passing away because he got COVID. And that's one of the things that I've talked about. People who have underlying problems, frankly, and I don't mean to be a wise guy, but the fact that he lasted this long with COVID being as much of a problem as it was says something. But here he is gone, and so people were coming back to COVID-19. COVID-19 is not going anywhere. It's not going to be to the extent that we had it, but it's around. It's going to stay around. It's there.
Yeah. And it is very difficult for people who have underlying health issues, especially lung issues.
Yep. To survive. Right? Okay. Next. Sarah Boone. She's accused of leaving her boyfriend in a suitcase to die. She killed her boyfriend before she zipped him into the suitcase.
He was alive in the suitcase.
Oh, he was? I thought he was dead before they put him in the suitcase.
No. They were, quote-unquote, playing hide-and-seek, and she helped him. My thing is, the story doesn't make sense, because she claimed they were playing hide-and-seek. She helped him get in the suitcase and zipped it up, but then if it was just them, like, was somebody else supposed to find them? What was going on? And then he was begging her. She took video of this. There's video where he's begging her, like, I can't breathe, let me out. And then she claims she thought he would be able to get out, and she went to bed. And then she found him still in the suitcase dead the next morning. This happened in 2020.
What?
And she has gone through so many different lawyers because her lawyers keep quitting on her. And then she's even said, like, you know, she's been there for 4 years. She's tired of being there. She hasn't said, gotten to say anything or do anything and all of this stuff. And she's like, my lawyers keep quitting on me. That's not my fault. Well, you are the common denominator between the relationship between you and all of your lawyers. So maybe it is your fault.
Where do these people come from?
One of the most recent lawyers to quit, the most recent lawyer to quit said that the way she wants her case to be defended doesn't line up with his thoughts. She has ideas about what should be done, what should not be done. And he's like, I don't agree with any of those. It goes against how I feel on things. And so he's like, I'm out.
All right. Next, Benedict, a non-binary teenager in Oklahoma, commits suicide. Wow. There was a fight in the high school girls' bathroom. And so this person, according to the autopsy anyway, committed suicide. There was a physical altercation with several students at this high school in Owosso, Oklahoma. He used the pronoun. I don't know whether to call him or her, but they use
them
pronoun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I just don't understand any of this. Honestly, Jay, honestly,
bullying is such an epidemic. And young teens and young adults, they are dying by suicide because of being bullied. And we actually discussed this story originally because it was not promoted in the news, but it was discussed in the news about they'd been bullied. There was this big altercation, this big fight in the bathroom at the school. And then next was found and sent to, you know, rushed to the hospital where they died the next day of their injuries. But they were thinking that it was an assault, like the injuries were based from the fight. Like one of the other students or a couple other students did it. Where now they're finding out it was still a cause of, you know, from bullying.
Okay. Boy, there's an exasperation and a half. It's 48 after on the Good Day program.
Picture your perfect KFC meal. Then picture the perfect price. You're thinking of the $20 taste of KFC meal. Everything you love about KFC in one meal. 6 pieces of original recipe chicken. 4 sides, including creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet corn, fresh coleslaw, and cheesy mac and cheese. And don't forget 4 flaky biscuits. The $20 taste of KFC meal. All your favorites for just $20. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The number, 352-735-1400. I think I've repeated that enough on the air, Ken, over the years. People probably remember, but there's always new stations and new listeners. So if you're fascinated with Ken and his approach, you can have a connection with him in person or on the Zoom at 352-735-1400. You know, I have a, I guess this is a question and a story, both a story of a man from New Mexico this week who died of the plague. This is the first time this has happened since COVID. I thought the plague was long gone, although it seems to me in the back of my mind, I remember us talking about somebody getting the plague back when COVID was all started. We haven't even talked about that, actually. This week is the fourth anniversary of the beginning of the COVID problem. Maybe we've talked about it enough that people don't want to talk about it anymore. But in terms of the plague, one wonders, you know, it's kind of a treatable thing, right? You get antibiotics, you don't have the same problem that it had in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, it's passed to humans, Doug, through flea bites or infected animal contacts. And fortunately we have commonly available antibiotics, and a full recovery would be expected in this person.
So there must have been other things that complicated what was going on with his health for him, because they used all the antibiotics and stuff, and he didn't make it. So this is kind of like COVID in a sense. Some people got COVID, and it finished off whatever else was wrong with them.
Yeah, I would imagine this was an elderly person who was not in very good health, because usually it's a treatable issue.
Yeah.
And the odds of full recovery are higher, especially if you get medical care early. And this probably was an elderly person or somebody who just stayed away from, you know, was allergic to the doctor, and that's what happened.
Are there three types of plague? I can't remember bubonic or bubonic plague, but there are other, plagues as well. Are there not?
Plague is usually a disease caused by a bacteria called Yersinia pestis. That's what we usually think of it as the plague. But maybe...
think of it. You think of it, but I don't think of it. I hear the plague, that's it. But you've got the medical terminology for it, yeah. Apparently rats spread it, and ground squirrels, and mice, anything that carries a flea. So would a dog infected with fleas? Would you get the plague from a dog?
It's possible if you got bit.
Yeah. Unga bunga. All right. Let's talk about artificial intelligence. There are always questions about that. By the way, you can dial your questions in for Dr. Ken. Simple. Call 855-999-3684. Line is available 24 hours a day. Just record your question. Pretty easy. Maybe we'll use your voice. We'll use the question for sure. 855-999-3684. Could be a personal thing. Could be about generic stuff. So anyway, back to artificial intelligence and how it's now being used to, is it true that you can diagnose various parts of your body separately? And does the age matter with, for example, things like ear infections?
Well, there's this new smartphone app, Doug. This is out of JAMA Pediatrics last week that can help doctors more accurately diagnose ear infections in babies and small children, potentially reducing unnecessary antibiotic use in kids. You know, ear infections can be very difficult to diagnose as they require a trained eye to detect these subtle clues from a brief view of the eardrum of a wriggly baby. I don't know if you've ever tried to look into an ear of a screaming infant. Not easy. About 70% of children have an ear infection before their first birthday. It's not easy for doctors to get it right every time. Mistakes are made for seeing a simple fluid behind the ear for an actual ear infection. But this new AI model from the University of Pittsburgh, it can diagnose ear infections from fluid behind the ear with better than 93% accuracy. Previous studies have found that the accuracy of human doctors ranges between, are you ready, 30% and 84%. So AI, wow. I like to call it assisted intelligence, is going to no doubt be a part of medicine. So get ready for it, and hopefully it will help. I don't expect it will replace us.
Yep. All right. There's some really important information. Thanks for your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken, part of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour with Dr. Ken.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.